I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Live theater has returned to Augustana College in Rock Island with a new feminine spin on the classic tale of Faust bargaining with the devil. The Tragical History of Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe stars students Lauren Larson as Faustus and Alyssa Fraser as Mephistopheles, and is directed by senior theater major Sophia Rose Brown. It was performed live last weekend at the Bruner Theater Center's Black Box Theater, and a film version will be offered at 7:30 p.m. this Saturday, November 7th. Those viewing online will receive a Zoom link after registering for tickets. Dr. Faustus has mastered every scholarly subject, so what's left to explore? Magic? Necromancy? When offered everything she desires for 24 years and a demon at her command, the temptation is just too great to resist. The normal Dr. Faustus has over 20 actors, but this one has 9. Director Brown says she had to cut characters in at least one scene. The original Elizabethan language remains, but she switched the genders of Faustus and Mephistopheles, and is set in a timeless period with some modern touches. Typically, Augustana students get 3 chances to direct studio shows each year. In freshman year, she directed the Holocaust-themed play, And Then They Came for Me.
I love Elizabethan theater. I love Shakespeare. I love reading Marlowe plays. And when I read it in Dr. Popple's Classical Ages in theater class, I had never read it before, and I had fell in love with just the play and how fun it is. And we watched the Globe version, and it was just such a stunning, stunning performance. And I decided that I, in any way, shape, or form, I had to have Mephistopheles come to life, whether that was me playing it or directing it or having any other aspect in the show. I needed to have Mephistopheles come to life as soon as possible because I just love that character.
She thinks the devilish role has confidence from being immortal and knowing nothing can ever happen to him.
So he's just kind of very, very sure of himself, but he's also very playful at the same time. He knows how to work people into getting what he wants. And it's such a wonderful, it also has to do with the language too. The language is just beautiful and gorgeous, and the way that he manipulates people into doing what he wants them to do.
Brown wanted to flip the genders of the main characters, partly to modernize the play.
When I was reading it, I just thought about how wonderful it would be to bring the female perspective to these characters and have this classic piece that's always, you know, played by men who always do a wonderful job, but allowing strong-willed women to play these roles. How amazing and confident that would make these actors.
Marlowe had many male friends he had romantic relationships with, and the play features a romantic relationship between the two primary characters.
I wanted to keep the queer theory aspect of this show and how easy it is to apply that to that show, but bring it over to women. Because, you know, in Elizabethan England, you hear a lot of stories like Marlowe and Shakespeare. They had male friends who they had romantic relationships with, or you hear a lot about male homosexuality, but you never really hear anything about the female side of it. And so just kind of bringing a light to a female relationship, I think just adds another layer to the whole story. As a queer person, just sitting there and watching how these two interact with each other, whether they wanted to imply this or not, the dialogue and the way that these two characters interact, it's very clear that there's some sort of an attraction there, and it's very familiar. So I think just playing into that is extremely easy.
For Dr. Faustus, performers and audience members wore masks at all times, and audience members were 6 feet apart, cutting the theater capacity to just 27 compared to a maximum of 80. The school's guidelines do not allow off-campus people in campus buildings, so the live show was only for college students, staff, and faculty.
You know, everything is a blessing in disguise. You always figure out new ways and things. I think the 6 feet apart seating, I think, will be really interesting because it kind of isolates each audience member so they don't have anybody sitting directly next to them. So they can fully immerse themselves in the show and not, you know, have somebody whispering over to them, you know.
Brown says wearing masks forced the actors to express more with their eyes and body physicality. They had to work on vocal projection especially and space the actors out more than usual in blocking. Tickets for the show are pay-what-you-can, tax-deductible donations, and you can reserve for free as well. Proceeds will be split with Argro's House of Healing and Hope, a Davenport organization that provides free services to female survivors of domestic abuse or sexual violence. Tickets can be reserved at augustana.edu/tickets. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.